The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, let's get right into the week of baseball, beginning on Monday night. You know, I was already talking about the Kansas City Royals, and I was most notably talking about their catcher, Salvador Perez, who's been having a phenomenal year. He's the old guy. Well, guess what? In a 9-4 win over the Cleveland Guardians, which was huge for them because that's their division rival, he hit 2 home runs. One of them ended up being a grand slam, and he ended up with 6 RBI on the night. So the old guy holds it down yet again. I mean, the entire offense obviously really wasn't having any issues at all. But for the most part, Salvador Perez, he's been knocking it in. He's been having a fantastic year, and he's been the wily vet of all these young guys coming up with him. Then also on Monday night, the Philadelphia Phillies got a big win over the Houston Astros, 3-2, and it was Bryce Harper who actually drove in the game-winning single in the 10th inning, so they were able to not only get a good win, but the Phillies really needed these kind of wins, just because, you know, I've been talking about they've been on a little bit of a slump, but and especially Bryce Harper, you know, he's been up and down this season. He started off really hot, but then during this slump, he's been having his moments and his down moments, and right now he actually had an up moment, and definitely a big win for the Philadelphia Phillies on Monday night. Then on Tuesday, another team who needed a big win ended up being the Atlanta Braves. They got the win over the Minnesota Twins, 8-6. They ended up scoring 4 runs in the 10th inning. They were actually up 4-0 headed into the 7th inning, but then Minnesota rallied, tied everything up. They headed into the 10th inning, and then the Atlanta Braves just rallied and obviously ended up with 4 runs in the 10th. Ozuna, Olsen, Darnell, he was the one who drove in the game winners there. But yeah, it was a big win for the Atlanta Braves, and they definitely needed it. Then on Wednesday, the Houston Astros got their revenge on Philadelphia. They won 10-0. Yordan Alvarez, he had 3 home runs and 4 RBI in this game. 3 home runs from Yordan. I mean, the dude is just a killer behind the bat. And, you know, he's not having a typical Yordan year, but now he's starting to get going with the rest of the squad. And you really got to watch out for these Houston Astros headed into the postseason. And then also on Wednesday night, the Arizona Diamondbacks, another hot team who's really starting to get rolling, they got a win over the New York Mets, 8-5. Corbin Carroll had 2 home runs in this one. He's also starting to get going. And one of those home runs ended up being a grand slam in the 8th inning. He ended up with 5 RBI on the night. So let's take a look at how the playoff picture is looking right now in baseball. Right now, the leader of the pack, the New York Yankees, not only are they the leader of their division, but they also are the leader of the American League right now. They have a 1.5 game lead over the Baltimore Orioles in the American League East. Then in the American League Central, Cleveland got their lead back. They lost it for a couple of days this week. But they are back on top over the Kansas City Royals with a 1.5 game lead. And then in the American League West, the Houston Astros have a 4 game lead over the Seattle Mariners. And then in the American League Wild Card right now, it's the Baltimore Orioles, the Kansas City Royals, and the Minnesota Twins are holding it down. And then in the National League, the top team in the National League right now is the Los Angeles Dodgers. They are leading the National League West, have a 4 game lead over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Then the National League East, the Philadelphia Phillies have a 6 game lead over the Atlanta Braves. And then in the National League Central, the Milwaukee Brewers have a 9.5 game lead over the Chicago Cubs. And right now, the wild card, National League wild card, is looking like the Arizona Diamondbacks, the San Diego Padres, and the Atlanta Braves holding it down right now. All right, y'all, it is official. Yes, week 0 started last week, but college football season officially kicked off, actually last night. The whole weekend is, you know, it's going to be Saturday, all day football fest, but it did start last night. The Colorado Buffaloes, this is Deion Sanders-led team. They started off the week, and they actually just held on to the win last night, 31-26. Offensively, they look solid. They got Shedeur Sanders at quarterback. He threw for 445 yards and four touchdowns. And then Travis Hunter, his tight end slash wide receiver, he ended up with 132 yards and three touchdowns. So they had an excellent game offensively. It's just defensively, they did not look good at all. So it's going to be interesting to see what we get from Colorado this year. But they started off the college football season with a bang. A couple of notable games to begin on Saturday. Just a few ranked on ranked opponents this week. We have number 14 Clemson going up against number 1 Georgia. Then we have number 7 Notre Dame going up against number 20 Texas A&M. And then number 13 LSU versus number 23 USC. So we have some already ranked opponents starting us off this weekend. But get ready, because this is officially the beginning of college football. And then next week is the beginning of the NFL football season. So let's transition over into my NFL season predictions. I only have the NFC and AFC West teams to finish up. So let's get right into how I believe the NFC West is going to stack up this season. Beginning with the top team in the NFC West, I have the San Francisco 49ers winning this division. Going 12-5, they have had their problems this offseason, really, with contracts between Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk. They did just get Ayuk signed up, so he's locked in, but Trent Williams is the big issue. Their offensive lineman, he's arguably one of the best offensive linemen in the league, if not the best, and he makes a huge difference, and he's already been saying, if I don't get a new contract by week one, I'm not playing week one, and so we'll see if he holds to that. But if he does, the Niners are going to be struggling without him, because that dude is a huge difference maker for them when he is in the game. But you got to look at this team and go, this is pretty much the exact same team. They're a dominating defense, dominating offense. They still have Debo. They still have Ayuk, Kittle, McCaffrey, Bosa. They just are a stacked-ass team. And their division, I don't think, is going to be that good anyways. So I feel like it's going to be pretty much smooth sailing again for the San Francisco 49ers. But if there's no Trent Williams this season, I expect them to struggle. But you never know. They might get a deal locked in before week one. Who knows? Then finishing in second place in the NFC West, I have the Los Angeles Rams. I have them going 10-7, which is a pretty solid record. And that really just depends on health. Because that's definitely a huge issue for them. Their offensive line, I don't think they've made any real movement there. So I think Matthew Stafford's going to have his struggles this season standing upright. And then the defense, no Aaron Donald anymore. So this defense, we'll see what this defense has to offer. But it's pretty much a no-name defense right now. So I really expect the Rams to have their ups and downs this season. So like I said, 10-7 is not a bad record for them, but I just don't really see them being a really dominating team this year, especially in their division. Then finishing in third place in the NFC West, I have the Arizona Cardinals. I have them finishing 8-9. I look at this team, and there is really nothing good to say about this team. I mean, offensively, they did pick up Marvin Harrison Jr. in the draft, so that's going to be a good thing for them. Overall, outside of him, I don't really see what they have on offense. Their defense is a bunch of question marks. Kyler Murray, we don't know what we're going to get from this dude. So really with the Cardinals, I'm not expecting them to do much of anything this season. And then rounding out the NFC West, I have the Seattle Seahawks. I have them finishing a 5-12 this year. I kind of look at the Seahawks as they are a rebuilding team, a classic rebuilding team. And they don't really have anything going on outside of DK Metcalf for the most part. But, I mean, is a wide receiver really going to carry this team? I don't think so. And I just think there's a lot of questions. No Pete Carroll this year. So we'll see what we got from the Seahawks. But, I mean, outside of the San Francisco 49ers, I pretty much expect the NFC West to be pretty much a shit show for the most part. Moving on to the AFC West and how I think this division's going to wind up, I think this is kind of the same thing as the NFC West, where I think it's going to be dominated by one team and then the rest of them are just going to be playing catch-up. So number one, I have the Kansas City Chiefs finishing. I have them going 11-6. So I look at them and I feel like they're going to have their moments of down, but I mean, still, they're the Super Bowl champs. They've been one of the best teams in the league. And really, to me, with the Chiefs, they are now like the Patriots used to be back in their heyday with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick when they dominated. I look at the Chiefs, and unless they start to fall back, I'm not expecting them to fall back. So I still expect them to be one of the best teams in the league this year. I expect them to make the playoffs, and I absolutely expect them to dominate this division of theirs. They did draft Xavier Worthy at wide receiver. He is a Texas Longhorn, so I'm rooting for him, and he's been the top receiver for the Longhorns for a couple years, so I expect they're getting a really solid weapon right there. They just re-signed Juju Smith-Schuster. He was with them when they won the Super Bowl against the Eagles, and he was a big part of that playoff run. So I don't expect him to be a game-changing type player, but he's fits in that offense, so I expect him to fit right in and be and make plays for this team. And then, of course, they've got Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. And when you've got him at quarterback, there really aren't a lot of questions. The only question I really have with this team is their secondary. So we'll see what they've got. But, I mean, overall, I just kind of expect the Kansas City Chiefs to once again dominate this division. And I expect to see them back into the playoffs, of course. Then I have the Los Angeles Chargers finishing in second place in the AFC West. I have them going 9-8. I know a lot of people look at Jim Harbaugh and think he's going to immediately turn this team around, which is usually what he does. But when you look at this Los Angeles Chargers roster, they don't have shit. They just, they have nobody. They lost Keenan Allen. They traded him away to the Chicago Bears. Then they lost Austin Eckler. They let him go to the Washington Commanders. And outside of Justin Herbert, what the fuck do they have going on? Defense, not too bad, but I really don't expect the Chargers to make a lot of strides this year, and I have them going 9-8 on the season. Then finishing in third place, I have the Denver Broncos. I have them going 8-9, which I think is actually a pretty good record considering when you look at this roster. I would say the Denver Broncos are obviously in rebuilding mode right now, so I don't expect a lot from them this season. They've got a quarterback situation, wide receiver. I mean, pretty much every position except for a couple positions on defense are very questionable. So the Broncos, I look at them and I don't even think they're really going to be much of a threat this year. And even less of a threat I have finishing in the AFC West at dead last. The Las Vegas Raiders, I have them going 2-15 this year because there is nothing but questions with this team. Their only standout players are Devontae Adams and Max Crosby. And while Crosby is a beast on the defensive side of the ball, they have so many questions at quarterback. They let Josh Jacobs go, and he's now with Green Bay, and so they don't even have a running back. Their offensive line is questionable. Then even outside of Max Crosby, a lot of the questions on this defense. So there's just too many questions for me with this Las Vegas Raiders team, and I look at them, and they are also a team that's in rebuilding mode. And when you have this many questions at the quarterback position, it's just really difficult for me to look at you as a legit contender. So I basically have the two typical teams winning both the NFC West and the AFC West this year with the Niners and Chiefs because they are still two of the top teams in the league, and I don't really see them falling off at all unless, you know, injuries or something like that happens. So there you go. Those are my predictions on the season. I will actually be doing the playoff predictions and who I think is going to be winning the Super Bowl this year on Monday's show. So look forward to that. But yeah, we've got a stacked-ass weekend of football. I am looking forward to it. And yeah, it was kind of a quick show today because we didn't have a lot to cover. And, you know, the teams I was breaking down in both the NFC and AFC West teams, they aren't really that exciting. So short show today, but it is what it is. All right, y'all. Enjoy the weekend of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Monday.